Jason Ferreira with the soul of a human rainbow. Oscar Rios, the older brother of Jose Rios and the founder of Los Siete, attests to Roger Alvarado's memories. Quote, "It was very rough in the mission. If you were hanging around, riding around, the police would stop you. Whatever they felt like doing to you, they'd do it," end quote. Paul Harris, a community-based lawyer who worked as in-house legal counsel for Los Siete de la Raza in later years, describes the San Francisco Police Department in a similar fashion. Quote, "The Panthers called it an occupation army. That's the way they described it in Oakland, and that's what it was. It was all white, and there was no understanding of what it meant to be living in the community. People would get beat up in the mission station in the basement on a regular basis. The level of harassment was such that a policeman would stop a client of ours on the street, on Mission Street, just walk up to them and say, 'Take off your shoes, I want to see if you got any pot on you.' Or then there were these incredible police riots where the police would just come into people's houses. They wanted you to know that they had the power. They had the power to do whatever they wanted," end quote. What bound different radicals of color together, therefore, was not a politics of identity, but rather an identity forged out of a politics of third world revolution and the mutual struggle for self-determination. Rather than something which is handed down, vertically, from generation to generation, fixed and unchanging, subject to the dualistic forces of assimilation or cultural preservation, the oppositional third world consciousness and culture in La Misión and the broader city reveals how working class racially oppressed peoples, drawing horizontally, have constructed something entirely new out of the crucible of their lived experiences. Though forged out of harsh material conditions of the inner city, this new consciousness is an expression of the human impulse to not only survive, but to create, commune, celebrate, and maintain a sense of human dignity and spirit. Quote, "For us," Yolanda Lopez remembers, "it wasn't just the politics, it was the culture. It just filled the air, and that colored Los Siete tremendously, that kind of convergence," end quote. Radicals of color sought out and developed a political and cultural framework that made sense to them. It reflected something that they knew, that black and brown and yellow and red San Franciscans were connected by buses, by schools, by neighborhoods, by cultures, and ultimately by histories. So third worldism wasn't a desperate last-ditch attempt to somehow link with people thousands of miles away for the purpose of making liberals or white people feel bad. Nor was it a mere tactical choice to ally with other groups in order to leverage position with the dominant society. Rather, it reflected an evolving, considered response to people's changing conditions born out of their own life experiences.
Dr. Jason M. Ferreira is an assistant professor of race and resistance studies in the College of Ethnic Studies, San Francisco State University. Dr. Ferreira's teaching and research center upon both historical and contemporary social movements within and across communities of color for social and economic justice. Currently, he is completing a book tentatively titled An Undying Love for Our People, Black Power, Educational Self-Determination, and the Third World Strike at San Francisco State, an in-depth social history of the grassroots, multiracial, social movement that led the longest student strike in U.S. history and gave birth to the first Black Studies Department and only College of Ethnic Studies in the nation.